Today's daf is daf Lamed Ches. So we got to the bottom of lines Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says the last two lines here. Amri Nahardai, Hai Man De Zavin De Kala L'Chavre. A guy sells a treat to his friend. Kani Le Mishifula Ad Tehoma. The halacha is he buys from the karka, but that Elon's bought to him is owned from below, deep down in the ground, up until the top. The entire karka is considered his, which means if that Elon dries out, so he's able to plant a new tree in that very space. So that's what they said in Nahar Dai. So the Gemara says, Maskev lo Rava. Rava asks, Vele malei krakamna dirishka zvini lecha. I sold to you some type of bush, some type of tree. So leich akar krakama dirishka ve'azil. Get out of here, take your tree and go. Meaning Rava argues and says, not true. You don't have full control of the property from top to bottom. So Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, what's the case here? When does a person have such a taina that he owns from the Shipula Ad Tehoma, from the top to the bottom? So he says, Biba Machmas Taina, when he comes with a certain taina. So what does this mean? Look at Rashbam. Look at Rashbam around 10 narrow lines down. Ella Amar Rava. This is the example when he's koneh not only the tree but even the ground below. That's a situation when he comes with a claim. He tells the mocher, "Beferish macharta liha ilan. Explicitly, you sold the tree to me. Ve hakarka shetachtav lita acher bimkomo ubishtar. You sold it to me with the land, and we had this written in a document." V'chalsa shnei chazak, I ate there for 3 years. V'lo nisharti b'shtar yosa mishlo shalom. I didn't hold on to my star for more than 3 years. I don't need to. D'hashe lo dami l'kuruchem ad-derishka. There's not a regular case of take your tree and get out of here. I bought rights to the property as well. And that's when he is able to replant a tree if it dries out. So amar le mar kshisha b'rei d'rav chista l'rav ashi. Let's say he did buy the rights to the tree that's on top of the property, and he doesn't have a taina to plant anything in its instead of it. So then, how is a person supposed to protect that right to that tree, even though he doesn't have the land? How can you protect the rights to the tree on top if the guy can always say, take your tree and get out of here? So the Gemara says, the owner of the ma'arir, the one who sold it, the mocher, needs to protest. Rashi writes, Rashbam writes, Ibai le l'mchuye, b'soch kol sholosh lehodia. We saw this already before. Within every 3 years, the mocher has to let him know, shlo macha lo karka, ela ki kurka madrishka. I only sold you the tree on top, but I didn't sell you the ground. V'shuv, once he has he renews his macha each year, shuv lo yachal liton, the machzik can never make a taina. Achashalosh star hayaliv avada. I had a star, but I lost it. So kevan demicha, since the mocher protests every 3 years, but ba'ozeh hayaloli hizar b'shtar, you would have to hold on to your star, and that's a way of preventing the owner, the lokeach of the ilan, from ever being machzik on the karka below. Because di lo tei ma'achiv, we don't say that. If we don't say this at all, that you have to continue to be mocher as the owner, as the mocher. So Hani Mashkanasa the Surah, we said this already on Laman Hamid Bays, the Mashkanasa and the Surah, which was a Mashkan of Surah. So let's say you owed me money, so I took your property as a loan. So the Kasa as a collateral, the Kasa Ba, it's written in this Mashkan document, Hachi, Bimishlam Shani Ilan, when I've completed 6 years, let's say, whatever the amount of time is, of eating on this field of your Mashkan, so Tepik Ara Dablo Kasa. Now you return the property back to the owner. So let's say David owes me $1,000, he doesn't have the money, so he gives me his property. So he writes a document, I could eat on this land for 5 years, $200 a year, and after the 5 years, you get the property back. Now the problem is, what's going to happen after 5 years? The star mashkonasa, I can take this star that says it's a mashkon, hide it, and Amar Lakucha, I've been here for 3 years, I've been here for 5 years, I've got an edim. So I could say, Lakucha hibiyadi. So Hachanami de Mehema, it's unbelieved because I've got 5 years of Edom here. So is it possible that Miskan Rabbanan Milsa de Asi Bali de Pseida, where the rabbis of Surah make a takana, this mashkon, this type of a case where I could eat in his field, where they create a takana that's going to lead to a hefsed to the lova, to the borrower? Certainly not. So Ella, how does David protect his land in the case of a mashkom? Eli Baile Limchuye, he would have to protest within every 3 years. So Hachanami here as well, when it comes to the guy who buys the tree only and not the land, so then the owner of the land, Ibaile Limchuye, has to protest every 3 years to ensure that I do not create a chazaka on this property below the tree.
Even though I gave you the right to use it, I still need to make a machal just to prevent you from...
Yeah, the rights were to use the tree, but the document never gave me rights to the property below it. And if my tree dries out, I'm done, I'm out of here.
Even if you're just using the tree.
Even if I'm just using the tree, exactly. So, but there's room to say, no, I bought a tree in the land below it, and I've been here for 3 years, and here's my edim. So how do you protect yourself from that? So the way to protect it is by every 3 years having a macha. Now, you imagine, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't suggest it, but perhaps the post can do. The best thing is for you to have a document in your possession as well, saying that the rights were only this way and have edim. That would seem to be the best. So I would imagine that would protect you. I don't know why it's not suggested, unless I'm missing something. But that's what would probably be the best. Because every 3 years, they set an alarm clock, give your macha, give a macha. You know, people forget. Okay. The Mishnah now says, Shalosh Artzos Lechazaka. There are three different properties, at least within Eretz Yisrael. There are three different regions. Yehuda, Ve'eva HaYarden, VeHaGalil. Hayab Yehuda, the guy, the owner is in Yehuda, VeHahechzik BeGalil. And there's another guy being machzik on his property in a different region. Or BeGalil VeHechzik BeYehuda. Eina Chazaka, this is not a Chazaka, Ad Shehei Imo BeMedina Achas. Both the machzik and the ma'ara have to be together in the same region. The Gemara will explain why that is. There has to be some communication, some traveling back and forth. And these three regions, there was no traveling. So therefore, it's not a chazaka, because the ma'ara has to be able to hear that someone is on his property in order to be moche. If he doesn't hear of it, he can't be moche. If he can't be moche, that means it can't be a chazaka. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. So comes along Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo amru shalosh shanim ella kidei shehe baspamia. It's viachzik shana yelchu shana chibi and yodio shana. I'm sorry, yelchu viyodio shana viyavolo shana acharis. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the whole concept of 3 years is based on the traveling time. We want the guy, if the guy, the ma'arir, is all the way in baspamia, so which is a year away from a place in Eretz Yisrael. So the idea is for him to travel a year away, the word to get out, him to wake up, send another guy back for the third year, and then be ma'arir. That's the whole idea behind the 3 years. Now, Spamia, Rashi, Tosas points out here, is Ela Kadesh Hei Baspamia, Dad Sham Yesh Mahalach Shana. Person only goes a year away from his distance of a year travel away from his property. But Yosem Mikan, more than that, Ein Derech L'Harchik Yosem Mikarka. Person doesn't go further than a year away. So he's not going to go all the way to China, but he'll go to other places that might not be as far as that, because a person wants to always have some awareness of what's going on in his property. So that's how the 3 years was created. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Tosfos finishes off, V'im hirchuk yoser lo plug. Now, let's say he goes farther away. He goes a year and a half of traveling. So now the whole calculation is going to be different. So even in that case, you're not granted more time, according to Tosfos. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says, no, if the guy says, I was a year and a half away, that's why I couldn't have a taina within 3 years, Ravid says that is considered a good taina. If you were so far away, that is considered a valid taina. So look at Rashbam now. So what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? The 3 years, we explained 1 year here, 1 year there, 1 year back. So look at Rashbam. Dibra Maschil Amr Rabbi Yehuda Lo Amru Shaloshanim. Go down now in that Dibra Maschil and... the first word in the line is V'yosim imahalich. V'yosim imahalich shana she'ein derech adam laharchik mibeso lufi ha'utakana. No one goes further than a year of travel from his property. The time of Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Lo mishum detlas shanin mizdar inish bishtari. Not because people only hold on to their documents for 3 years. Ela kid mefarish kidei she'ehe. What does that mean? Time of the chazaka lididei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the chazaka, the basis is the lo shavik inish dachlu laara below reshusa. Person doesn't let another individual eat from his property. Vafilu sha'achas v'shasik. Even if it's just one moment and he's quiet, that must be a chazaka. El lachach herichu shaloshanim shepamim haya ma'ara rachak. Aval e havi ma'ara ba'ir havi chazaka miyad. So the big chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's two nekudos that are arguing. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that if a guy's eating in my field and I'm there, I don't say a thing, that is a chazaka right away. But according to the Tanakhama, it's not until 3 years you have to hold on to your shtar. Again, according to the Chachamim, it's about holding on to your shtar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has nothing to do with the shtar. It has to do with whether you respond or not, whether you're a shosek or you're not shosek. So normally, whenever you find out, you have to respond right away. And if you don't respond right away, it's a chazaka on the part of the machzik. That's number one machlokis. And number two machlokis is, and we'll see this developed in the Gemara a little bit, a macha shelo befanav. According to Tanna Kamma, if a guy's in Galil and the Ma'ar is in Yehuda or vice versa, that's not considered a macha. That cannot be a chazaka. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though they're not on the same property, you can a macha shelo befanav is still considered a macha. So those are the two pronged machlokis between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Yad Ramah argues, and the Yad Ramah thinks that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole basis of 3 years is because to lizdar inish bishtar. He thinks. So there is a machlok, according to Yad Ramah, there is a machlokas on that nekuda, but Rashbam thinks they are arguing on the reason of the 3 years.
Why does, according to the Rashbam, Rabbi Yehuda require then he be machzik shana?
Which, the reading of the Mishnah here?
Yeah,
he shouldn't be delayed at all. I'm not sure. It must be Shah, according to him, it must be Shah Achas or something. I wonder, does the Gersa change anything here? Nothing, no. Yeah, I'm not sure how you'd read that. Yeah, good question, I don't know. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says, my Kasavar Tanakama, what's the reasoning of the Tanakama that they hold that if a person's in Galil and the Ma'ar is in Yehuda, or vice versa, or any other combination, what's the basis of the Tanakama? So the Gemara explains as follows. If you think that if I as a ma'arer can be moche, even though it's not in the presence of the machzik, that's a good macha, so then afilu Yehuda v'galanami. So even if I'm in one place and he's in another region, that should be a macha. So obviously it can't be that macha shlo b'fanav is considered a macha. Now, if you hold that macha shlo b'fanav lo havi macha, that the machzik isn't present, when the Ma'ar is a Moche, so then afilu Yehuda v'Yehuda namilo. If we're both in Yehuda, but just he's not b'fanav, that also won't be a chazaka. That won't be a macha, rather. So Amar Rabbi Abba bar Mamil, Amar Rav li'olam kasavar macha shlo b'fanav havi macha. If I make a macha and you're not there, that is a macha. U'mishnasenu b'shas cheirim shanu. It's talking about shas cheirim, where there is no traveling between these two different regions. And therefore, even though Macha Shlo B'Fanav, we assume that the rumors will eventually get word out to the owner, but when the Shas Chayim, where there is no traveling back and forth, so then Macha Shlo B'Fanav doesn't work. Fine, so that's what we learn.
We don't require Macha to do with Eidim.
Not with Eidim. I don't think we need Eidim. I think even in front of one.
Like,
yeah, that's the Gemara. I think it's enough to have one person, but I don't remember. You don't need, like, certainly don't need formal Eidim. It could be a couple people, but not as, it could be Krovim even.
It makes sense if you do a Shalai B'Fanav, you would want to be able to make
so it. So you can't say it to, you know, between you and the wall. Someone has to hear about it. The question would be nowadays if he has a video camera or other phone calls, devices, I wonder what about letters? If that's discussed at all, I don't know. But you certainly don't need, like, Kasher Eidim. Now, there's a discussion about what's considered Shas Chayrim. So the Miri brings down from the Rimagash and others that Shas Chayrim means when there's fighting, Iske Nefashas, when there's real fighting and people are dying, that's Shas Chayrim. But if it's a monetary, they got into a fight because of finances, two different countries, which could happen. I imagine there's some countries that don't get along financially, but they're not necessarily at war with each other. So then that case, that would not be considered Shas Chayrim. People still do travel back and forth. There's obviously very no gate nowadays. Of course, people mean Machzik and can you travel from these places to the certain Arab countries. So the Meiri writes, a Stam Medina of Christians versus Muslims, that Stam case is considered Shas Chayrim. They did not have some type of traveling like that. They had traveling bans, apparently. Unless you know for sure that they got along, they had some type of treaty, a Stam case of a Christian country and a Muslim country would be considered Shas Chayrim. So then the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, it all depends on Shas Chayim or not Shas Chayim. So Maishna Yehuda v'Galil. So why did not get, huh? Why did they choose that as the example? Just say any time that two countries are not getting along with each other. So the Gemara says, Hakamashalom, this comes to teach us that the Stam, Yehuda v'Gala k'shas chayim damim. The relationship that Yehuda and Gala have with each other was shas chayim. Now, you think that's crazy. Look what Rashbam writes in the top line. The Stam, Yehuda v'Gala afil b'shas shalom. Even when they're getting along with each other, it's still considered shas chayim. So that's the big chiddush according to the Gemara and the Rashbam as well. Now, the Miri rejects this. The Miri says that doesn't make any sense. Because if there's shas shalom, so then certainly there'd be allowing of travel between each other. So this is only refers to shalom. And what the Gemara says is, usually Yehuda and Galil is not shas shalom. They're usually not getting along with each other. But this is a big chiddush of the Rashbam. I'm not sure what the idea is. I guess you have peaceful countries that really don't get along with each other. That must be the situation here. Okay, now Tosa asks a very interesting question. Tosa is on the top here. The Stam Yehuda v'Galil k'shas chayrim dami. Vim tomar, umayshna the gave get. The Gemara in Reish Kitten tells us, Hamevi get me medina le medina beret Yisrael ein tzarech lomar b'fayinechtam. Why? Mishum dechaven deika ole regalm mishkach shechi lekaima. People are traveling to Har Bayis for Alila Regel, and afilu b'zman sheinu beit hamikdash kaim, when there is no Alila Regel, kemi deika batei dinim dekvi mishkach shechi. People are coming to Yerushalayim to the batei dinim, so there is going to be traveling between Galil and Yehuda. So the Gemara in Kitten assumes there is traveling, and the Gemara in Baba Basa says there is no traveling going on. So which one is it? So Tosa says, "V'yesh lomar, devadai gavet get mitzuyin lekaimo, afil mihudah legalim." When it comes to edim, rather the get, you could very easily find the edim that are up in the galil. You could find down in Yehuda, because the fisha isha regila lechazer achar edikim. So she's going to seek out these edim. She wants that get very badly. So there's enough traveling to allow her to find the edim. Aval hacha, when it comes to the case of creating a chazaka, ilab de shchichi tuva liolam lo yishma machaso. If there's not constant traveling, so the guy's not going to hear the macha, sheina machzik ragil lechazer im mochelo im lav, the owner of the land, the machzik now, is not going to see, did the guy moch or not? Let me go find out. Did you speak to David? Did you speak to David? He's not seeking out the edim, he's not seeking out the owner as a macha. So since he's more passive, so it's not going to be considered an area where traveling is happening often. So that's the difference according to Tosos. It depends on the context of the mitzvah. Get, she's seeking out the edim, but by machzik, he's not seeking out the rumors. That's the answer of Tosos. Other answers are given. Rabbeinu Yonah says it depends on the different time periods. The Gemara in Gittin is referring to when all Israel is getting along with each other, so there was traveling. And the Gemara in Babas is talking about a different generation when they weren't getting along with each other, went to Shas Chayim. That's a simple answer of Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. Gemara now says, top line, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Ein machzikin benichse bareach. A person cannot make a chazak. If a guy has to run away, we'll see later on what type of running away, but running away for his life, so you cannot make a chazaka because he can't give a macha. He can't reveal where he's hiding. So if there's no macha, that means you cannot create a chazaka. So ein machzikin benichse bareach. So kiam risa kame de Shmuel. When they told this to Shmuel, they quoted Rav in front of Shmuel, Amar li, de Shmuel Amar li v'chi limchos. So Shmuel said to me, this is what... whoever reporting the story, Shmuel says to me, "V'chi limchos b'fanav hutzarech? Do you require a macha in front of him?" The Rav, my kamasha, what's the Rav teaching me? My kamasha lan macha shlo b'fanav lo havaya macha. He holds that the reason why you cannot create a chazaka with a bareach, because since the bareach cannot come out of hiding, he can't do a macha b'fanav. So then it's not a macha. So that's the chiddush of Rav. But ha'amar Rav macha shlo b'fanav havi macha. Elsewhere, he says that Shalbafanov is considered a macha. So there's a steer within Shitas Rav. There's an interesting historical point. Look at Rashbam for a second. Kermisa, Laha de Rav Kame de Shmuel. When I said this to Rav, I said this statement of Rav in front of Shmuel. So Achar Ptiraso Shalrav, after Rav passed away, Shabaluma Lifnei Shmuel. Then all this Tamidim left Rav to go learn by Shmuel. Rav Meis Mekame Shmuel. Rav died first. Kedisa b'shchitas chulim. The Cholzman Shaya Rav Kayim Haveshalech Le Rabbi Yochanan Likadim. Rabbeinu Shibabava. He always tried getting him to come. But Kinach Nafshe the Rav Shalech Le the Shmuel Likadim Chaverenu. So then, when Rav died, so then Rabbi Yochanan tried convincing Shmuel and his chevra to come to Yerushalayim, there at Israel. So either way, there's a stira within Rav. One place Rav says that Macha Shel B'fanav is not considered macha, so that's why ein machzikin benichse barech. But then there's another statement in the name of Rav that he holds macha shlo b'fanav is considered macha. So the Gemara says Rav taima titana didan kamefarishle velo svirle. So Rav is explaining the Mishnah's, the Tanakhama. He's explaining the Tanakhama's understanding that says that Mechachar Shlomo Fanav doesn't work. He's explaining why one guy's in Yehuda, the other guy's in Galil, the Chazaka doesn't work because there's no communication, there's no traveling. So too, Ein Machzikin B'Nichse Barech, when the guy's running away, there's no Chazaka. The Rav himself, personally, he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mechachar Shlomo Fanav is considered a Macha. The Gemara quotes in Vika Damri, another version of this conversation, is Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Machzikin B'Nichse Barech. One is allowed to make a chazaka, even though the owner, the Ma'arer, had run away, you can create a chazaka. So Kiam Risa Kamed Shmuel, when they presented this statement in front of Shmuel, Amrli, he said to me, Shmuel said to me, Pshita, of course, we know that. V'chilim chas b'fanav hutzarech? Do you require a macha in front of the Ma'arer? Certainly not. So Rav Mai Kamash Malan, what's Rav teaching us? That a macha shloba fanav havi macha. You could create a macha even though the ma'ar is not, even though the machzik rather is not present. But v'ha amar Rav, then Rav already had the zimna. He said this already. So why is Rav repeating the same halacha in two different places? Just teach us once. Ava Kamash Malan, he's adding a chiddush here. Da filu micha b'fnei shnayim she'ein yichon lomar lo have macha. If you say in front of two people who are not able to say it, which means two people who cannot walk, Rashi says, this is the, if you go to the medium wide lines in Rashbam, the last one there, he says, Kigon chigarin o shaholchin l'medina sayam, people who can't really walk very far, they have they have broken legs, or they went overseas, umarchikin miyosa hamalchus, they're leaving from the country with the chazak is taking place. So even those cases, says Rav, even though they're not going to be telling what happened, that's considered macha. The Amar Rav, back to the Gemara now. The Amar Rav Anan Ledidim Farsha Limina, the Mar Shmuel, Micha Bifnei Shnaim, Bnei Adam, Shiachon Lomar Lo, Havia Macha. In front of two people who are able to say the Macha, it works. Micha Bifnei Shnei Bnei Adam, Shein Yachon Lomar Lo, La Macha. So according to Mar Shmuel, you could only say the Macha only works to people who can report the Macha, who are not traveling overseas, who are not, who are capable of walking. But Rav argues, and Rav says, no, Chavre Isla. He holds that even though these individuals can't walk, they could send emails, they could make phone calls, they could tell their friends and family, and the word's going to get out, while the Tanakhama, while Mar Shmuel holds that, no, the word doesn't get out. Either way, fine. So that's what we have from Rav. Rav holds that Macha Shlo B'Fanav is considered a Macha. So the Gemara says, what's the bottom line here? Amar Rav, Rav says, Hilchasa, how do we paskin? Ein machzikin b'nichse barech. You cannot create a chazaka on a person who runs away because he's not present to make a macha. And he also holds, macha shlo b'fanav havi macha. If you make a macha when the machzik's not present, it is a macha. It's like Mar says, Tarti, this is stira. You say macha shlo b'fanav is a good macha. So how come you can't make a chazaka on the guy's barech? The guy runs away. He should be macha shlo b'fanav. That would work. So the Gemara says, Lo kasha. Tan barech machmas mamun, kan barech machmas mardin. Depends why he's running away. If he's running away for his life, he's running away for his life, so then he can't come out of hiding. So then macha shlobafanov is considered a macha. But if he's a, other way around, if he's running away for his life, so then you can't be machzik. He can't come out of hiding. But if he's running away because of money, so then he can still make a macha. If he doesn't make a macha, he loses the property and you can't be machzik on the land. Okay.
So it comes out, according to Rav, is there a steer? It's not a steer, I mean, it's two different people quoting Rav. But two different explanations in Pshat and our Mishnah and the Tanakhama. So Rav Abavar Mamal said in the name of Rav on the last stop that really Rav Machash Lo B'Fanav Havi Macha, and the Mishnah was Mishas Cheirim. And Rav is saying here that the Tama of the Tanakhama is Machash Lo B'Fanav is not Lo Havi Macha, and that's why you can't be Machzik V'Nechsei Barech. Comes out there's two different explanations in the Mishnah according to Rav.
According to Rav, interesting. These don't line up with each other. Again, the reason why Yehuda and Galil is because it's Shas Cheirim. And here we're saying it's a mecha, shalafan of works. Well, one, he's explaining Tanakhama, one, he's explaining Rabbi Yehuda. So the Tanakhama, what's the second explanation of Tanakhama here? He's saying mecha, shalafan of is not a good mecha. So isn't that the same thing?
No, because that one, Rabbi Mamo said, really, the Tanakhama is mecha, shalafan of is a mecha. Just because it's shas cherem, so that's why it's not going to work here. And this one, he's saying, Tanakam is holding Machah Shalom Lefanav Lo Havi Mechah, and that's why he's saying in Machzik Ben Chasei Barech, but he really holds Machah Shalom.
Across the board, he says this way. And then on Amud Beis, he says Shalom Lefanav, even if it's not Shas Cherim, even if it's not Shas Cherim, he holds Machah Shalom Lefanav, is no, not considered a Machah. You probably have to tweak that, no? To make them consistent, you probably have to say it's not considered a Machah Dafk B'Shas Cherim.
Once you have Shas Cherim, then it doesn't really have implications on the din of Machah Shalom Lefanav.